keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for July 19th, 2022, episode 17. I'm coming from all over the place. Spatial effect. Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
Hey,
I'm all jacked up for tonight's show.
Me too, baby. You're looking mighty fine.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry.
What was that?
A little gadget I just have on the side. Yeah, you know, a little thing to play with.
Leave that for the other shows.
Holy... Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I forgot. For those of you who don't know, welcome to Tina Curry's and the Keeper. Completely her show. I have to say, your show is very popular. I hear a lot about it out there amongst the people. You do have fans. Yes. Okay, let's start right off the bat.
Okay.
So now that you're a podcaster,
yes.
Podcast professional,
yes.
And now that you're seeing some of the benefits,
yes.
We'll talk about many of these because as a podcaster, you've gotten like cutting boards and all kinds of cool stuff. It's not like an influencer. This is a podcaster. It's very, very different.
Okay.
I love how you're smiling at me. I'm about to cut that down. I don't care how many fans you have.
Oh.
You can't have Brian texting you before 8 a.m.
Oh.
Or I think after 8 p.m. I think we should just, that's where we, no, okay, 10 p.m.
Brian and I were like BFFs now. Hear that, Brian? No texting before 8 a.m.
And I just want to point out.
Speaking of which.
There he is, right? This is what I'm talking about, people.
He just texted, have you all done the show yet tonight? Is he releasing it tonight or tomorrow? He's waiting with bated breath.
So I brought this up.
We got a drink. Yes. You just hopped right into the show.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Let me put this out of the way here.
Okay.
Okay, what do we have here? Hold on a second. First.
Well, you have the bottle.
Let's cheers.
Oh, okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, darling.
To episode 17.
17 it is. Oh, I like this a lot.
Very good.
I like this a lot. This is...
Tell what it is.
And okay, this is the Evolution, or as we might say, Evolution. Big Time Red 2020. It is from Oregon.
Yes, and this came from Sir Dwayne...
Melanson?
The Duke
of the yes, the Duke of the Pacific Northwest.
The Grand
absolutely.
Duke. Of the
I'm
Pacific.
Sorry, the Excuse Grand me. Duke. I think he actually has a jingle.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I'm supposed
to, yeah.
Come on, producer.
Let's see.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present the Grand Duke of the Pacific Northwest, Sir Dwayne Melanson.
Wow, I'm amongst royalty.
Royalty. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So Dwayne or.
Yes, Dwayne, Sir Dwayne.
Sir Dwayne, excuse me, sent us this wine along with a bottle of Erath, of which we drink a lot.
Oh, that's like our house wine because it's so cheap.
Mm-hmm. He says, yes. And so he said these are two local wines that he really likes. I was originally going to send you a red and a white, but since you told me you are red kind of people, I amended that. Here's a bit about them both. Both of them come from a town called Dundee, which is one town south of mine. So he sent the Erath Pinot Noir, which we drank immediately.
We scarfed that right away. It's
and
like,
then
oh,
he
thanks,
sent
man.
This, it's called Sokol Blosser Evolution Big Time Red, which is one of his favorite wineries. This one is my go-to red wine, affordable, nice, big, but smooth taste, and it goes with just about anything.
It is very smooth.
Is
I noticed that right
good.
Away. Yeah,
I
like
it
a lot.
We can get that here. We'll have to remember that. So thank you, Sir Dwayne. We really appreciate that.
Mm. Now, back to the scathing remarks at hand.
Oh.
I just want to point out, and I pointed this out to your sister when she was here and you together.
Yes.
That just so you know, if I had female fans texting me at all hours of the day and I'd be laughing, oh, this is so funny. And of course, I would share it with you. I have a feeling this wouldn't go over too well.
You text with Mimi. Don't you?
Not often, but yes. Yeah. And and it's okay. I'm not.
I know we've talked about this, and it's.
I have no issue with it. I'm just pointing it out.
I know it's a double standard, and you can hold me to account. And I'm sorry. That's just the way it is.
Okay, so I do get to pull one of these myself in the future. Where I could say that's just the way it is. I'm sorry. It's a double standard. I know, but that's just, and I don't know what that is yet.
I share everything with you, though.
No, I know.
So I don't.
I know.
I'm not hiding anything.
No, I just want people.
Brian, stop texting me, man.
No, it's totally cool, Brian. Nah, he's a sweetheart.
Yes, he is.
But I have my eye on him.
He went to the beach with older women today, like 65 and late 50s. I'm like, wait, what?
Older women?
Do they have the AARP card? Anyway.
Okay, Miss.
No, we're just friends. We're friendly. That's all. I like him. He makes me laugh.
And of course, he was at your birthday party, big birthday celebration, which was fantastic.
Yes,
so many nice people came out.
Yes, my sister Lisa arrived, and she really helped make my birthday so special. I mean, with the decorations when I woke up, and she bought me flowers, and we went and got matching tattoos. And we have avocados.
Avocado tattoos.
She doesn't have the pit. And it was just, she helped me wash my windows or our windows. I'm sorry. It's lovely.
It's
having
always nice
her
because,
here.
So guys, check this out. Just saying. And you know, I can hold my own if I need to hang something up or fix something or repair it. You know, I got my way around the tools. I really would prefer to have someone else do it. But I have a sister-in-law who literally comes with her own tool set.
Oh my gosh.
She can repair anything.
The best gift you could give her is a miter saw. And she could do anything. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of crazy. But yeah, so we went on Friday. She got here on Thursday. And on Friday, we went to Austin and got the matching tattoos. And so he's doing hers first. And she's like, are you done? That's it? Like, I didn't even feel it.
And how about you?
I was gritting my teeth.
Is that bad?
It was not comfortable. It was not comfortable at all. But yes, we have these beautiful tattoos from Mike at Mom's Tattoos on South Lamar in Austin. He did a good job.
Yeah.
He did a good job. He's got to touch up the one on my finger. It's not dark enough.
I like how you guys were saying, hey, you know, you want to come with us? No. Because you know what's going to happen. I'm just going to sit there and I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to get a tattoo and get one and get one and get one. And you're like, no, you have to schedule it.
There is no way. If you don't like needles and I didn't like this little one on my wrist, you'd be crying like a little girl.
Well, it's not because of needles. It hurts. It's some other thing that But it's not the pain. I mean, if I've had injections.
Yeah.
When the last time I had it was when I went to Iraq and God knows what the army shot into me.
Yeah, no kidding. Probably altered your DNA.
No, I don't think so. Sure hope not.
So yeah, so that was Friday. And then Saturday we went to dinner at the Kitchen, Southhold Farm and Cellar. Their restaurant there is called The Kitchen. And we had lovely.
Yeah, I got to explain this. And this is where the birthday weekend picture came from, if you followed that online. But this place, it's a winery.
Yes.
But then
throughout the summer, they're doing these.
How many a week?
Just Fridays and Saturdays. Yeah. That's it.
And they seat 21 people.
One seating every night. It's a fixed menu.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they pair it with excellent wine. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly the right amount. Mm-hmm. You know, and everything is edible.
Yeah.
And the presentation is beautiful and it's young people really busting their ass and everyone appreciates it. You know, it's just a very small little club and it's not even that expensive. I mean, it's not cheap, but.
Yeah. I mean, it's in line with anything else. So.
What does it cost per person?
It was $150
per person. Per person? Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. We need more donations to report on this.
I know. We need more stats. But everything was delicious with the exception of the very first dish that came out. It had egg yolk shavings on it.
Oh, and you were so brave, baby. As an ovumphobe, because, you know, you saw it on the menu and you looked at it and it was just like, you know, little bits of hard egg yolk.
Who shaved egg yolks? On shishito peppers. So it looked like a yellow confetti on these shishito peppers.
You ate it, though.
Well, I kind of ate around it and dusted some of it off, but you really couldn't taste it. It was a little traumatizing. It was a little traumatizing.
I think I had one stuck in my throat.
And then we, then they had the Hamachi Crudo, which was excellent. Really, really good.
And by the way, Lisa, who can be kind of picky sometimes, she was all up in it.
She's not as picky as I thought she was. She really isn't. It's Tony who's the real picky one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hi, Tony. Hi.
Hey, Tony. Picky one. Yeah. And then we had the middle neck clams, which
was my least
favorite.
Oh,
they were in the cannellini beans. Did I say it? Cannellini beans.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that was my least favorite because the beans were kind of tasteless. Yeah. And then they ended it with like a steak with potatoes. Remember that? Like
sliced. A lot of beef. Yeah,
and almost a full glass of wine with every course.
And this place, it's on a hill, so you're overlooking just miles and miles of hill country. Beautiful sunset. They got swings there. You can, you know, like a bench swing. And a cool sheepdog that just was running around.
Oh, she was mangy. She was like a
total mangy. She was like a Phoebe.
No, she was
tree line plus.
She was a golden retriever, and she had all these stickers all over her, and they said that she lived down.
Yeah, she's a sheepdog.
Yeah, she's a sheep herder.
Yeah, and she comes up there to score food.
Yeah, but when we got there, they said everybody just relax. We're going to bring out some cocktails, and they brought this really refreshing cocktail. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it was mainly ice, but then they poured, there was some red wine in there and some other,
like watermelon, and it was delicious. It was a lovely,
they could have given us two just to get me really into the mood, but okay.
We had four full glasses of wine though with dinner.
Luckily the car drives itself these days.
So it was a lovely
night. Yeah, it was really nice. And if you have, what's the name of the place? So if people are in hill country, they can go and see it, because it's really worth it.
Southhold Farm and Cellar. Yeah, it's definitely worth looking into for sure. It's very, very good. And then Sunday you did the show. Lisa and I hung out. And then Monday was the actual birthday.
Which was at the winery. Which winery was this where everyone came out?
Untamed.
Untamed. South African.
There was 10 of us that went middle of the afternoon day drinking, which was fun. And on the last show I had talked about, remember how you talked about the Dutch birthday and everybody being in a circle and having a special chair?
Yep.
Well, my friend Allison came early.
And Allison, like, the liberal teacher, high school teacher.
The one we're trying to set Tommy up with, which we're not having
failing. Hold on, I have an update on Tommy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh.
Keep going.
Oh, so she came in, she had a crown, and then Catherine brought me a crown. Lisa bought me a crown. I have three crowns. So I really felt like such a queen. It was so lovely. So to have everybody there, Brian was there.
Of course.
My friend Christy was there. My new friend Christy. Catherine, her husband Brian, Malia, her sister, my friend Dale, I'll talk about that in a second, and then Allison, and then the three of us. All
right, let's move on to the fun stuff. So then we come back here, and Brian, he works in a bar, a restaurant. He starts mixing drinks. It's like really nice stuff.
Like, he brought lavender syrup.
Yeah, I mean, it was some great drinks.
And he bought a rose to put rose petals in it, too.
That's so gay. But really cool. Then we sat outside, and then Dale sang his song.
Yeah, Dale, my friend Dale. Dale's one of my very first friends here in Austin. And he said, he's a musician. And he said, I wrote you a song. And
at first he played like Raspberry Beret and,
he was just
and
singing
Pinball
like,
Wizard. And we're all singing along. It's like, okay, I wrote you a song. And I'm like, oh, this would be fun.
Yeah. And
do you have the lyrics?
I don't have them. I don't know where they are. I might have thrown them away. I'm not sure.
Let me surmise. This is a song about my good old friend, Tina.
Yes.
Now, he's a Texas boy, so I know how he meant it. Like, my good old friend. But somehow the double entendre didn't come across.
Some of the words where I was obnoxious and fierce. And I'm like, wow. I have people videoed it, and I have it. So
don't. You can't do anything with that.
Yeah, I know. I was speechless.
It came from such a good place.
Yeah.
It really did. Okay. He's a songwriter. He's a poet. It was like the Willie version.
He could have said my bold friend, Tina, or my great friend. I could think of a lot of one syllable words instead of old.
If he had consulted me, I would have recommended a few script changes here and there.
Yeah.
But anyway, you have to appreciate the fact that he wrote a song for you.
Yeah, that was interesting.
The next morning was my favorite, though. Allison stayed over, and I was able to get into a whole bunch of stuff with her about Roe v. Wade and all this other stuff. And I love her for being so open, yet being so steadfast in her core beliefs.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's like us. We're steadfast in our core beliefs.
I know, exactly.
I mean, but
of course, we're right. We're malleable, that's the only difference, though. Is we're correct.
Not always. Not always.
I learn a lot from her. Teaches me a lot.
But so I just received another birthday gift too, which I had posted on Instagram and Twitter from John Jensen, who sent me this absolutely beautiful cutting board and also a wine holder. And I loved, so I just want to read a little bit of his note. So he said, I would have never guessed you were older than Adam. You look several years younger than him.
Hey, what? What is this? Who is this traitor?
Let me repeat that. You look several years younger than him. So stop telling people your real age. Just say you're 50 plus shipping and handling. Yeah, and you know what? I'm going with that.
Yeah, I like that. I told Johanna that today.
Yeah. So that was, I mean, it's the cutting board, and it's from, go check it out. It's Sketchy Cuts Woodcrafts, and he's in Pennsylvania.
That thing it's a beautiful piece of work. No, I don't want to cut on it.
I don't want to use it either.
And he even said, well, you know, this beautiful wood in the middle, you know, that's a little softer, so it might get cut marks before the rest. And we're like, we don't want to cut it at all.
I know.
It's the new charcuterie presentation board, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. So beautiful.
Since you're doing birthday gifts, I might as well just go through the boostergrams now, because most of them are obviously for you, and they're about your birthday.
Didn't you have a message from Tommy that you wanted to share?
No, he doesn't care about your birthday. Oh, okay. Let's stick with the birthdays.
Oh, one thing I wanted to say, though. Adam bought me a beautiful cross necklace for my birthday. Absolutely beautiful. But the thing that probably touched my heart the most was you made a generous donation to the church, to the Bridge Church.
Yes.
And I was just...
In your name?
I know. And I just love that. I have not heard from them at all, but I still love them.
Well, that's about something else. You had sent a note to them, right?
Yeah. And I haven't heard from them. They probably need somebody to work the
answer,
office.
Maybe that's my next place.
Yeah, well, exactly.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
I've told you that maybe, you know what? You're a great communications expert.
Yeah, they should hire me. What? A what?
Communications expert.
No, expert.
I said communications expert.
Expert.
So Darren O'Neill sent, now, I'm not sure why he does this, 66,666 sats.
That's double numbers.
Thank you, Darren.
And he says, happy birthday, Tina. And we appreciate
Thank you,
that.
Darren.
This one just came in just as I was doing the boostergrams. 60,333. So that would have some relation to your 50th and shipping and handling.
Yeah.
From Dame Jennifer.
Aw, Dame Jennifer. I love her.
And she says, happy birthday month.
Yes.
Tina.
Yes.
What is this shit?
Not over.
Birthday month. You both helped me get through my birthday.
Oh,
sad.
That's right.
Sad. Did she have a birthday sad this
year?
We
went to, took her to dinner, remember?
And
she fell asleep in her dress on her couch.
There's that. It wasn't sad.
Brian was there and he sauced her up. Brian sauced women up all over Texas and South Carolina. Yeah,
you both helped me get through my birthday sad this year when you were here in Charleston. I'm so grateful. I feel so lucky to know y'all. Tina, I hope you had a day as wonderful as you are. And when your birthday has a zero, I believe you should celebrate all month.
Yes.
XOXO, Jen.
Thanks. Aww. Thanks, Jen.
So nice.
I know. She's a sweetie.
Then we have, 33,333 sats from the Dirty Jersey Whore, who says, how about popping their cork or popping them in the cork as mouth hitting?
Oh.
Well, we came up with something. What was it?
Yes, smash grapes in their face.
Grapes in the face,
grapes,
right.
Grapes in the face.
So, I think.
Okay. Grapes in the face.
Grapes in the face is good. By the way, these are messages of support, which include donations in the form of Satoshis, which is just a smaller part of the Bitcoin. If you want to support this show and help us buy wine and expensive dinners to talk about to entertain you.
It was my birthday.
Exactly. And by the way, thank you all very much for contributing to Tina's birthday
dinner.
Thanks. There you go. It's value for value.
Appreciate it.
Exactly what it is. Get a modern podcast app at newpodcastapps.com.
Are you going through all the donations, Tom?
But it won't take that many because there's so many... Birthday wishes.
Oh,
in there.
I see.
I figured we'd just do it and get out of the way
since
now.
Since it is my birthday month.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. You want the birthday month, but you want to cut corners. Not going to happen. And there's John Jensen. Greetings from Sketchy Cuts. Tina, I'm glad you love my birthday gift to you. Is this the same one?
Yeah.
Thank you for Insta sharing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So 25,000 sats.
Oh, thank you, John.
Thank you. Oops, forgot to press plus. And this is Sir Pete. Sir Pate. You're my cotton candy on Sunday afternoon. Thanks from a Kurke Sopper in Amsterdam. That's Dutch for cork soaker.
Oh.
Then, of course, the 15,033 from Comic Strip Blogger. How do you love birds, Tina and Adam?
AI.cooking.
That's right. Please be careful as Russian spies are active in Texas. No joke.
Yeah.
Anyways, please enter in your web browser or any podcast app.
At newpodcastapps.com.
AI.cooking.
Oh.
Close. I you took a cue. I don't care what you came up with. I love that. That was, it's okay. You're getting there, apprentice. And if you go to AI.cooking, you can listen to the silky voice of Gregory William Forsyth Foreman from Kent, Old England, chatting about artificial intelligence. Yo. And let's see. Birthday boost from JLTATX. Birthday boost. Oh, Cerveza of the backside of Pikes Peak. And
I've been to Pikes Peak.
Which Pikes Peak?
Isn't that in Wyoming?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be.
I think so. Didn't they make a, in one of the horror films, didn't they make a
Twin
replica
Peaks?
Out of Pikes Peak out of mashed potatoes?
Baby, you got me okay. On
that one. Just going way back.
Was that in your mushrooms era?
Possibly.
Then we have Martin Lindskog from Gothenburg, Sweden.
Did he donate the last time too?
Yes. Oh, he's donating everywhere. He's very active.
Oh, Martin, thank you.
He's one of these listeners who he's hearing Podcasting 2.0 and is just completely involved in everything, is promoting, is tweeting,
nice.
is boosting. It's incredibly nice. Here's his boostergram. Happy birthday, Tina. Lots of emojis in this one. And this is 2222. You are good at keeping the ducks in a row. That's why I sent the ducks. How was the Slurpee?
Oh,
no Slurpee. How was the wine?
Plentiful.
How was the champagne?
Plentiful. Mm-hmm. And cake.
And a martini. Do we have any martinis as well?
I didn't have martinis, but I had lots of cake.
Okay. Cheers, he says. And those are the, and Sir John of South London, his first boost ever.
Oh, thank you, Sir John.
I appreciate that. Please consider, Sir Doug. I'm sorry, I forgot Sir Doug with 5,000. Please consider supporting the show. I mean, this is clearly our backup plan. If all falls to shit, it's you and me, babe. And we're going to have to do some real donations with this sucker and a show every single day.
Oh.
Yeah, well, we're going to do, if it all falls to shit, that's what it's got to be.
Oh.
We'll just have people drop off food and we'll just keep doing the show.
Okay. Be like the Jerry Lewis telethon.
My life is one Jerry Lewis telethon, believe me. No, I was talking to, and I was trying to tell Tommy, Wax Myrtle, who is our landscaper,
our very devoted and committed landscaper, because we had a rainstorm that was crazy. And
I got to tell you, we've got to talk about this rainstorm first. Okay. So, I really like this, Duane.
Yeah.
Okay. Just as an aside, we have this thing on the No Agenda show. And from time to time, John and I have official rain sticks, handmade rain sticks. And with uncanny accuracy, from time to time, we'll just, you know, someone will say, we need some rain over here. And we'll be like, okay, we're going to point them over there and we're going to shake it. And we determine how many shakes. And it always works. I don't think I've ever known it not to work.
No, it's always worked, yeah.
And, of course, without fail, whenever I do something, we always get what I call the backlash, the back end of the stick, and it like then it, we get hail in Houston or something. It's always something weird.
Or John shakes it, does an extra shake.
He does
shake.
Something weird. And it's, look, I can't, maybe it's something because in combination with the podcast or whatever, I don't know.
And so, where did you get them from?
Utah, from Dame Sherry in Utah. And John got one, I got one. Beautiful, handmade. So Sunday, you're at church and I'm watching on YouTube.
No, I wasn't at church.
Was it Thursday?
It was Thursday because I came home from work.
Oh yeah, Thursday. You're right. Well, first it happened. No, it was on Sunday. You were at church. It was the Sunday before.
No, it was Thursday because I came home from work because I distinctly remember.
No, but I'm talking about the first time it
rained. Yeah, yes. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry.
You're trying to take my story away from me.
I'm just confused.
It was Sunday. You were at church. And we've had no rain here. Even when we shook the rain stick for Texas, it went all around Fredericksburg. Right. Everybody got rain.
Went to Bernie,
New Braunfels, Austin, San Antonio.
Everyone but here.
And so Pastor Jimmy's like, you know, and I don't know where it was in the prayer, but like, we pray for rain. And I'm like, yeah, we pray for rain. And then while he's doing that, I said, and I'm going to pray extra hard with this rain stick. And I went, during the prayer, 3 hours later,
yes,
boom, it starts raining.
We had hail.
Mm-hmm. It was insane. All of us, and it was only here. It wasn't much farther out here. So I'm like, okay, that's really good. And then just by whatever other reason, we had like a microburst here on the Thursday.
And
shit was flying around. I mean, heavy objects were like Dorothy. Whoa, you saw the old lady on the bike going around.
The wind was coming sideways, and I walk in. From work, I get off at 5, and Adam is still doing the No Agenda show. And I'm like, oh my God, the box blew off the house. We have this box on the side of the house. I'm like, it flew off and the attic is open. And
I remember exactly what you said. So we've just finished and we're doing post-production. So I don't hear her come in, and she opens the door. And normally it's like, hi, how you doing? And all I see is this face of like, panic, and it's and there's trees down, and there's a the box has flown off the house, and you didn't put the meat in the fridge.
That's right. I was gonna make meatballs, and I took out ground beef and ground pork, and I took it out, and I said, before you do the show, throw it in the fridge. I come home, it's sitting on the counter.
I'm trying to determine the severity of the crisis here, because your face says crisis. I knew that there was really bad, because I could see a tree almost horizontal, even though I couldn't hear it while we were doing the post-production. But then when I heard like, and you were, how mad you were about the meat not being in the fridge, I'm like, well,
I was a little stressed out. The rain was horizontal. It was horizontal. And so I'm stressed out. I'm standing there and the dog's looking at me and I'm eating a piece of cheese and I'm feeding her the dog cheese.
The dog doesn't want to eat. Like, hey, the dog doesn't want to eat. I gave her cheese. Why'd you give her cheese? I was stressed, man.
I know. We don't ever give her any table food. And I'm just looking at her. I'm just handing her cheese. Yes, Lisa, I gave her cheese. And I'm like,
I haven't even given her cheese.
That's how I handled my anxiety. I gave her cheese.
You're so sweet, baby.
She lucked out while I was stressed out.
Anyway.
But I stressed you out even more because I was like, what? And you're like, I'm still finishing the show.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, you know, and so I jumped up right away. I said, John, hold on a second. I mean, even if I was taping the show, I would have stopped with the face you made.
You left the meat out all day. You're like, what else have I done wrong?
No, and I just always ask, is there anything else?
Guess what? You're having BLTs for dinner tonight.
That's pretty much what it was. So Tommy's a great guy. Cause you know, it's like, I don't have a chainsaw. I'm going to get one though. And we need one. Cause these, you know, big branches fell down across the driveway and they needed to be cleared out. And so Tommy's the kind of guy you can call and come the next day. And together we got it all out.
Yeah. You called him that night. Adam, I'm here for you.
Yep.
I'm here for you.
Well, so here's the kind of message I get from Tommy, because Tommy, you know, we have an agreement, Tommy. As long as Tina is smiling about whatever's going on in the yard, we're doing a good job. So you need to text me when something needs to be watered, looked at, shaken,
stirred. Which you said the other night, this is ruining my life, watering these plants. It's ruining my life.
Well, Tommy keeps upping my schedule. He's like, no, you should do this once every other day. And now it's like every day.
Ruining your life.
You're ruining my life. And so then we've gone through the Mexican feather grass, just trying to get that all in, which is like 6 plants. And it's taken him 6 weeks to get this final 3 plants in.
Yes.
And he sends me this note. Okay. Brother's Nursery in Center Point has 3 1-gallon Mexican feather grasses. I'm taking off for there now. I'll plant them as soon as I get back. Then officially through with this lifelong project. Ugh. Let Tina know I will be on property middle of afternoon, Mr. Podcaster. By the way, your listener Jeff said to tell you hello. Hey, I'm not your PR guy, Adam. This is the kind of love I get from Tommy.
But didn't he have doesn't he have a date coming up or?
It may already have happened. He didn't really tell me this to share, but.
Oh. Oh, sorry.
But
sorry.
Anyway, he is meeting with I think it's an online date, and she's like up near Fort Worth, and they're going to meet somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
And I said, dude, just tell me when to call in case you need to bail.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, she's age appropriate though.
Yeah.
Tommy doesn't go for too young.
No, that's how you were too.
But if we can get him, what? if we can get him kind of locked down, then maybe he'll move from Austin. He'll move here, and he'll be here more often.
Well, it's the wrong direction. She lives toward Dallas.
She'll have to come down here. They just have to do what
anyway,
we
Tommy
want.
Was so responsive, and he was, we had a tree. I couldn't get in the driveway. I had to drive around it and through our property because the rain, we had a lot of trees that cracked.
I mean,
and fell.
Holly over there at the store was saying she thought it was a mini tornado.
I don't know. I had not heard that at all. I know a roof came off of some health center. I know that.
Yeah. Also off of the hotel on Main Street, and it got stuck in
the high power wires. It was crazy. I had not seen that kind of.
No, it was short, but crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they get. They're trying to smoke us out. They turn on the harp machine. You know, they send down the radiators like bugs. You're trying to fry us, get us to vote Democrat.
This is not a political show. We do not identify with a party line.
I don't. I'm unaffiliated.
We are unaffiliated.
I'm just telling you, that's the plan. Cheers me.
Yeah. I'm a Christian.
Ditto.
Yeah. So one thing, though, when we were sitting outside at my birthday and after Dale serenaded me that lovely song about how old I am, we have bats. We had bats.
Oh, that was cool.
We have never seen that before. We have everything out here.
I haven't seen them. So they were, it was so hot that they were clearly skimming the pool to dip and grab some water. And it was pretty cool because they kind of, they were in and out. And
I was afraid they were going to get tangled in our hair. Because I had always heard that bats could get tangled in your hair.
No, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
We've never seen that though. And then that night. My friend Christy, who lives even more in the country, came home. There was one hanging upside down on her screen. And she was like, I've had the shittiest day and I came home to this bat.
Yeah. You know, bats are good, though. They eat the insects. They keep that away. They fight crime.
Yeah. That was crazy. I've never seen anything like that.
No, you didn't like it.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I'm okay with most of the animals we have out here.
Some of the bugs are a little big.
That cat is completely gone except for the skeleton.
I know.
The two paws are still left.
We were kind of terrorizing Allison with that because Allison has a cat. And we're like, what's left? You're like the two paws, the black paws with the white tips.
I swear to God. why don't they eat that?
No meat.
Back paws are gone. Those drumsticks. Oh. Although... consensus amongst the Texas boys who were here during your birthday is it was probably, it might have been dropped by cats don't drown like that in a pool. Cats get out. I also thought that's really weird. So it was probably an eagle or some other big
eagles. We have eagles out here.
Sure, we do.
Eagles?
Yeah, no. We got all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Not eagles.
Okay. Maybe it's just an angry neighbor who's trying to send us a message. Would you like that version of it?
Was there a note attached to the cat?
Didn't want to say anything, but...
Speaking of animals, Miss Phoebe.
Yes?
She is so... I went down a rabbit hole today at work, a YouTube video about this guy who rescues these dogs, and now he's got like 25 dogs. And I'm like, oh, maybe we should get another dog.
What?
And Adam's like, no. But anyway, I was thinking about Phoebe and how... She's so sweet, and she's way more attached to us now. And she
what an smiles. Outstanding
she
dog.
She gives kisses, and she just likes to be around us. At night, we put her to bed. She barks.
She tries once or twice.
Yeah, because she wants to be with us. But the one thing that drives me crazy about this dog is her need to chase after vehicles. And I have no, she does, it's like she's possessed.
Is she doing it with every car with you?
Because she did it with an SUV and then she did it with the truck coming down.
SUVs, that's uncommon for her. Typically, it's only with a pickup truck with a trailer.
And so she's watching them. And as soon as they start to go by, she goes crazy on the leash. If anybody has any tips on what to do with that, aside from shocking her.
No,
let me know.
No, but she calms down real quick after.
But she's like a different dog. It's crazy. I don't know why she's. Yeah. and holding her back. I mean, it doesn't help. And she's 100 pounds. I'm going to eat dirt.
Yeah. You gotta be careful.
Yes.
Well, yeah. You know, we don't know Becky Treeline, the hose backstory, unfortunately.
Becky Treeline.
Was it Becky the Treeline Ho? That's what it was.
Becky the Treeline.
We don't know her story. Yeah. Besides that, she's great.
Well, this video, this guy, I think he's called, I don't know, Asher something. I don't know, on YouTube. I just stumbled on it because I was so bored at work.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
You're watching way too much social media stuff.
Here we go again.
You went to the final step. No. No, you know you've hit rock bottom.
I'm looking at dog videos.
the dog videos, I understand. When you install Instagram on your phone.
Well, I only did that because Lisa and I were trying to do something and I couldn't. Yeah, I got to take it off.
You're actually trying to make you're trying to do more creative work on Instagram? Yeah, we were
trying to do video.
What is your plan with your creativity on Instagram?
I'm not proficient in it, so I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, I was on YouTube, getting back to my social media habit, and I was watching this guy, and he rescued this little, it must have been a basset hound puppy that these people bought for their toddler.
Yeah, smart.
And the toddler took permanent marker and wrote all over the dog, and the dog was traumatized. It's not funny.
Was it words or just scribbles?
It was a toddler. It's not writing words, not writing a novel.
You said wrote all over it. I'm like, well, what did you...
And so I'm looking at this. I'm like, oh,
no. Okay. Oh, no. We need another dog.
Phoebe would eat it up anyway. She would not like it.
Well, she certainly didn't like Laddie.
No.
Did we even talk about that on the show?
Yeah, we talked about it last show. Yeah.
So you're leaving tomorrow. This is the reason why we're doing the show one day early.
I know. I'm going away again.
We're dropping it on a Tuesday, everybody.
I'm going away again.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I miss you already.
Aw.
I do.
Oh, you got things to do. While I'm gone.
I have one thing to do.
Yeah, you have to bury the wire.
Bury the wire in the back people, with the trowel.
We'll meet back here in 2 weeks, see if it's done.
You're not gone for 2 weeks. We're coming back Saturday.
No, I know. We're coming back to the show in two weeks. Okay. We'll see if it's done. Yeah, I'm heading to Utah. I talked about this a few shows ago. Yep, I'm spending some time with my friend Katie, who I met in Florida in 1998, so a long, long time ago. And found out that we lived in the same subdivision and found out that we lived on the same street when we both lived in Chicago. And yeah, she bought a home outside of Salt Lake City. And I am going to spend 3 glorious days out in nature. She lives in West Palm Beach and they bought this place in Utah because she does not like the heat.
As one does.
Well, it's like 90 degrees where she is. So
really?
Not that, at least that's what my weather app says. So it's not that
Florida,
cool.
The Florida summer is pretty sticky and nasty, isn't it?
Texas summers are worse because you have the water right there. So it's at least a little cooler.
You have a whole pool.
It's not the same you're never as the ocean.
In it. I bought you a pool. You never swim in it. What's wrong with you?
It has algae in it.
Oh,
it's green.
See, now Sir Jimmy's going to get on my shit, so don't do that. I'm shocking appropriately.
It's green, Jimmy. It's green.
It's not Gene Grimmy. Stop it now.
I've been in the pool.
Yeah.
Okay. I was in the pool.
All right.
It's too damn hot. When Lisa was here, we didn't even go in the pool.
Yeah.
It was just too damn hot.
The pool is nice, but you get out and you burn your feet almost on getting out. It's so, it is 105, it's 105 degrees.
Something like that. It's ridiculous. And we have AstroTurf around the pool, and that is like scalding if you step on it.
It scalds
your feet.
You don't expect that. It's like, oh, some nice grass.
It's like, yeah, it's like a hot wax paraffin treatment on your bottom of your feet.
I'm happy we have it, though, compared to whatever dust it would be right now.
Oh, I know.
Although with that rain, have you seen the... I told Eric, you know, coming 2 weeks, it's going to be waist high in 2 weeks. The minute you throw water on this grass here.
It's like it's happy. You can see that it's like, wee, and the grass just pops up. So what else you got on your list, babe?
I have nothing else on my list.
Are you kidding me? I'm holding the show down? Again?
Your show? Are you holding your show down?
The show.
Well, here's what happens. It's like we'll be talking about something or something happens and then we both look, ha 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 ha. And then Tina says, I'm putting it on my list. And so I figure everything that I liked is on your list. So let's hear your list.
Wait, I've already gone through most of my list.
I already blew most of my wad on the list.
Oh, let's see. Oh, So I started, you know, I'm a big fan of Gavin DeBecker.
Yeah, tell everyone
Gavin
who he
DeBecker
is.
Wrote a book called The Gift of Fear. And if anybody, if there's one book I encourage everybody to read, especially women, is that book, because he talks about how your intuition really comes in when you're fearful. And he says, yeah, we all have fears and we have imaginary fears, like we're worrying about something, but we also, that people also experience true fear. And he said, and usually, you know, your intuition, you know, like he gives the example of, you're waiting for an elevator and the doors open and there's this guy in there that you just don't have a good feeling about. You just, you don't know what it is. A lot of times women are like,
is it Bill Clinton?
Could be. Could be. Or Hunter Biden. And then, so he says that a lot of time women are like, oh, I'm just being silly. And he says, right. No, you need to stop and pay attention to that intuition. And it doesn't matter what are you risking? And so anyway, I happened to catch him on Megyn Kelly. And then he's offering this masterclass, this 9-series masterclass on his website. So I've started watching it. And I sent the first episode to both my daughters. And I asked them, I said, I rarely ask you to do anything for me. I want you to listen to this because it talks about listening to your intuition.
Which fear you should really pay attention to and do something about immediately.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole, you know, when violence occurs, there's a lot of pre-indicators that happen. And he teaches you like what those pre-indicators are, like where somebody tries to personalize things. And this actually happened to me. I shared this with you the other night. This was my daughter, Ellen, was, I think, 5, and we were in Chicago. And we were walking back from Water Tower, which is right on North Michigan Avenue. We were going back to the place where we were staying, and I was walking down the street, and these two guys passed in a car, and one was catcalling me. And I had my daughter, and I didn't say anything. I didn't engage with them. And so we walk into the building, and I hit the elevator button, and he came in behind me and got into the elevator.
The guy from the car.
The guy from the car.
Creepy.
And talk about that. That was true fear. And he looked at me and he said, what are you mad at me? Like that, which was one of the pre-indicators that Gavin DeBecker talked about.
Oh, personalizing.
And I looked at him and I said, I don't even know you. And that was true fear. That was really true fear.
I feel it when you just tell the story. The third time, and I still feel it.
And so anyway, so I've been watching, I think I'm six episodes in, and he actually has one for teenagers too. And he says how no is a complete sentence. Say no, it's a complete sentence if something doesn't feel right. Anyway, so I've been watching
this
and I think it's really
part of the danger, you know, when
I know that's serious.
It's interesting because the way a lot of, you know, I've learned a lot about the education system, a lot of it also from Allison, you know, how kids are being handled almost just, but it doesn't seem like they're getting the same type of, I sound like an old guy now, but the same type of values, but actually maybe even weakened to the point where some of their fear instincts may work for the wrong things or not the right things, like, oh, trust and, you know, everyone's different and, you know what I mean? Just kind of like a more accepting, whereas you really have to know what situation is not good.
Well, he also made the point that a lot of young girls are taught to be nice. You got to be nice.
That's what I'm saying.
Smile and be nice. So anyway, I've just been watching it and I'm...
Do you know that ecstasy turns off the functions of the amygdala? So that's why people are so mellow and happy
Anyway.
Just saying. Okay. We still need to do that one day.
Yeah.
We don't have it anymore.
We don't have that anymore.
We don't have anything.
No,
we don't have any mushrooms. We don't have any nothing.
We just have edibles coming out of our ears. We have them everywhere in this house. I'm like, I'm cleaning out the cabinet. I'm like, we have 20 bags of edibles in here, like stashed.
I knew your sister was coming. So I ordered, that's true. I swear to God. What happened is I knew your sister was coming. I know you guys like to pound the edibles.
We did. We took edibles and watched David Spade's comedy special, which was hilarious.
And so I knew that now these girls are pounding the edibles. So I ordered from Justin, the drug dealer. I ordered more than usual. And he somehow screwed up and sent me double. I'm like, okay, whatever. I just have them. So,
they were all hidden in the cabinet.
They're not hidden. They were still in their packaging. That's called tidying up the shithole that you always complain about. So, oh man, I can't believe that. So I actually, it was like three big packages. And they're all strewn out there. I'm like, I know what's in them. I'm not going to open up. So I just put them in the cabinet, literally above the hellhole spot. And now that's called hiding it. I'm so embarrassed for the edibles, which to me is like cake topping. I mean, these edibles are a joke. You're talking to a professional here.
Then I open up the canister that it's up at the top, and I'm like, is this so good? Like,
oh, that was the chewing gum.
From what, 3 years ago?
That shit's lethal. I had one of those, and I had I had one before I went to Whole Foods back when we were in Austin. And I was like, I was just chewing gum. I popped one on the way out the door. Like, I'm driving 15, 20 minutes. I'm at Whole Foods. I'm like, fuck, I got to sit in the car for a minute. I think I bought lots of cool things that day.
It was like drinking that energy drink when you came back. Remember, you spent like $300 on I don't know what.
What was this?
That was Jacob Davis. Is that his name? He sent us those little energy packets, and we talked about this.
I can't remember.
You drank one. You went to the store, and you were like, "Whoa!"
Oh yeah, I got all enthusiastic about purchasing. Yeah, I know. I'm very influenced that way.
Yeah, yeah.
So. I did want to say, I've been praying every morning. And I find the results to be extremely fascinating and positive.
Yes. Do tell.
Well, nothing in particular, but, you know, I feel better. I think things are going very well. All these, if things fall into place, things happen, things work out, and everything seems to be pretty damn groovy.
Yeah.
So...
Groovy, baby.
So far, so good. You know, it's like, yeah, I really, and of course, I pray walking down the road here, which has the sun coming up right in my face.
I know you've mentioned that before.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
And it feels very good. It feels very natural.
Nice.
And I can say that it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am at church. It wasn't this past Sunday, but the Sunday prior, he said, every morning he wakes up and says, good morning, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
No, we did that. I did that the other morning.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was in church this Sunday, and I was thinking about my journey, and I'm like, you know, am I going to have like this huge awakening? Like, is there something more? Like, am I going to feel any different than what I'm feeling now? And it was so interesting because Pastor Jimmy addressed that very point. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So
it was every single time, because I watch it on YouTube. It's almost every single sermon. I'm like, wow, this is going to hit Tina because she was just talking about this. Or you were just thinking about
it. Yeah.
Which to me is also part of, I'm looking at stuff going, okay.
Yeah.
This is the real deal. I mean, I already went down the rabbit hole. Jesus was real. God is real. It's so obvious. If this were a conspiracy theory about the moon landing and I had this much evidence, I would say the same thing. It's like, I don't have to, for that, I don't have to search much further to truly have the Holy Spirit. You know, this is what I'm learning, and I'm learning to see the miracles, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but.
Yeah. Okay. I'm back to me.
Well, it is your show after all.
No. So the point that he said is that he spends the rest of his life getting to know more about God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus. Like it's this constant evolving process, mm-hmm. and that he suggested that you come to Scripture like a child with a pure heart, like you just take it in as a pure heart. And he said he's doing the whole series about the Holy Spirit and how he said, the Holy Spirit is in you, on you. Just live your life and bear witness. And he said, just get out of your own way and listen, be still and rest, and he will work through you. He said, show up and you will leak out. And so something happened. Where was I? Oh, I was at the nail salon yesterday. Did I tell you this?
No.
I was at the nail salon, and I was done. I was getting my toes done, and the woman moved on to another client, and I needed help like putting my sandals on or getting those little fake flippy floppy things that they put on your feet. And I looked over to her and I'm like, and I'm like, wait a minute. Got to be the leaky bucket. Like, stop.
Very good.
Stop doing that. And I actually, yeah, it was like a reminder. It was a nudge. Like, be that leaky bucket. Like, bear witness.
And how are you with that leaky bucket stuff in traffic? Has that helped you at all?
I'm still a work in
progress.
One
step at a time?
I'm still working.
We're all sinners,
listen,
Tina.
Listen, that's calling for a miracle.
Right?
Miracles Tina, haven't happened
Tina
yet.
Tina is amazing in the car. When she's driving, it's like, oh, come on. Oh,
get out of my
get
life.
Out of my life. Yeah, get out of my life. When I'm driving, it's like, stop.
Sometimes, Adam, I don't think you're going to stop.
It just feels that way.
And then there have been many times where you turned to me and said, oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning I wasn't going to stop.
Well, that's because you were probably distracting me with your beauty or with the interesting things you were telling me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So, anyway, I ordered my Bible. That was the one thing that, because it's so personal.
I didn't feel comfortable. I mean, I looked at because she wanted a personalized Bible, to which I went, ooh.
Yeah. No, I ordered one.
It's hard. It's very hard to find that.
I ordered one and it actually has space in the margins to write. So I was really happy about that. Yeah, so I'm waiting for that to come in. And I was on Twitter because, you know, I am a Twitter addict.
Addicts, yes.
I haven't gone through the 12-step program yet. And Tim Keller, who Julie Simon told us about.
Yes,
I know that's her maiden name, not her married name. And he did a AMA, Ask Me Anything.
Yeah.
And somebody said, well, you know, starting out as a young pastor, is there anything you would have done differently? And he said, I would pray more.
Oh.
That's what he said. I would pray more. So when I pray, I always give gratitude. I give gratitude for the sun coming up. I give gratitude for our life together. I give gratitude for the little things we have. And then I specifically pray about different people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do.
I pray I never have to do an AMA. I've been asked to do these.
Yeah.
And I said, well, so does this mean I have to sit here and type and answer? Yeah. I said, no, I can't do it.
Oh, man, I could do it for you. We could do it together. No, I can type really fast.
This is not my medium. Oh. This is my medium. Oh. This is it.
The voice.
Talkie. Yeah. I'm in the talkies business. I was like, you know, this many times. Like, oh, we do an AMA. Like, what does that mean? I have to like answer this in real time in text?
Yeah.
I'm not that good a typer.
You have typos all the time.
My brain goes a million times faster than my fingers can translate the words. So it's not. I can't.
Yeah. No, I just came across that. That was interesting that I saw that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's the update on the church. And I emailed them and said, I want to formally join. Is there a process? Do I need to do something?
This is a sign that you need to go work at that church.
I know. I need to volunteer there. I need some help.
I'll
have to look at their social media. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what's going on in my life.
That's everything. Everything else is groovy and fine and wonderful. And there's nothing else you wrote on that list about me being a ditz
about what?
I don't know. It seems like.
Let me look at my list.
This is just a thing that you threatened with. Oh, I'm putting that on my list. No. And you don't really put it on your list.
Oh, I finally got my car back.
Oh, goodness. And this was what, 4 weeks?
4 weeks for a little, like.
That was crazy.
I had basically a broken taillight and a scraped bumper, like just a scrape. And it took them 4 weeks. And so, me being the marketing professional that I am,
yes,
I said to Adam, I go, just wait until
they ask. I'm going to kill him on Yelp.
Just wait until they ask for my feedback, because I give feedback all the time, just like that one Becker Vineyards we went to.
You do.
I said, your charcuterie game board needs, or your board needs to, you need to up, yeah, your,
up
game.
Your game.
And they emailed me back. Well, you know, because of COVID, we have to use school trays. I'm like, they don't do that at Augusta Vine. I blasted them. I said, let me start out by telling you what is good, or what I feel good about. And I said, the workmanship on my
car.
And I said, then let me tell you what I'm disappointed in. And I ended it with, I would never recommend anybody to your place.
Wow. Did they respond to you? Did Not anyone yet. Reach out to you? Do you think Not they yet. Will? I mean, geez, if you get Look, one of those. It,
hey, if you get bad service, you need to tell them. Just like when we were in Fort Lauderdale and I got $2,000 off of our bill.
That was good.
Damn, I'm going for it.
That was very good. I was very surprised with that. Like, okay, please. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, but that was exceptionally bad. I think all service now. So we're going down the drain for a bit. It's obvious.
Yeah.
You're flying from San Antonio tomorrow.
Yeah,
right?
Antonio to Denver and then Denver to Salt
Lake.
Do we
need to be extra early or is it okay there?
I don't know. We'll see. Wow.
Oh, man. I do not want to drive back to pick you up.
Why?
If they cancel.
Oh, I'll take an Uber. I'll call Zachary. Oh, so on my birthday? No, it was Friday. So Friday, when Lisa was here and Lisa and I were driving to Austin, I didn't have my car, so I had to take Adam's car. And Adam goes, I'll go to the grocery store, I'll get salmon, I'll make salmon for dinner. I said, okay. So I see that he's not leaving. He's sitting on the porch.
Well, this is in the morning. Yeah, you guys were going to leave.
It was like 11 o'clock. We were going to leave at 1. I go, hey, you going to the grocery store? He goes, yeah, I'm just going to call Zachary and have Zachary take me. I'm like, Zachary is a airport car service. Why are you? I go, what?
Hey, man.
Okay. You're going to make Zachary wait in the parking lot for you?
I'm going to make him come in with me and drive and push the cart. Yes.
I go, what?
Yes, you don't
get
understand.
Get in the car and go to the store. And
exactly. So this is, I had it all planned out. I'm like, oh.
I'm going to have Zachary take me.
They're leaving for the day. This is going to be nice. I can finally get some of my writing done.
How's that going, by the way?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, you mean?
It's great. I mean, I have the outline.
Yeah, let me tell you, that's why I'm skeptical about the line being buried when I'm gone. He's like, I'm going to do it. Yesterday I came home from my walk and I go, I'm going to go bury. We have this wire that's has come up. We're not sure what it.
It goes to the well. It's for the pump. So we don't want to cut that wire.
Yeah, and I'm afraid the lawn guy will run over and it'll cut it. And I go, I'm going to go bury it. And he's like, no, I'll do it.
It's on my list. It's literally on my list.
And I go, really? He goes, yeah, I'm going to do it. I go, really? You mean like you're writing?
You know, it's only because I do so much for you and so involved in your life and everything, your birthdays and your weekends.
You did
and
so
your,
well this birthday too, baby.
I work it so hard,
you
darling.
You did. You and Lisa got up early and hung up the decorations.
No, Lisa, we were coordinating. Lisa did all that, but she was going to do it that evening.
Yeah, but she was too high.
Of course, because I overdid the edibles for everybody. And she's like, sleepyhead, texting me. I'm like, and I fell asleep. I don't know what's going on.
So, she said she tried to do it, couldn't do it.
So I got up early the next morning, and then she wasn't up yet. And then she came down and said, but she did. No, that was all her. She brought it. She told me in the beginning, said, don't do anything. I'll do all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't what I was going to say, though.
No, we were talking about burying the line, doing the writing. Yeah, I'm gone.
Yeah, then I'm gonna smoke weed and watch Man in the High Castle.
While I'm gone.
And Phoebe and I, she's gonna sleep in the bed and you know, and all the
stuff. She's not gonna sleep in the bed. We've covered this
she's
already.
Not. No, she's not. I'm gonna miss you. I miss you very much. You know, it's like even last night I couldn't rub your leg to sleep.
Well, yes.
You know, and so now my neck is all crooked and I didn't sleep
that's
well.
My fault.
It's totally your fault. You must repent.
I think you need to bury that wire.
I'm going to bury the line, and I already texted Eric, and I said, don't run over the line.
Oh, you
and
did?
Certainly don't run over the other one, which is like a 10,000-volt line that is sticking. Because of the water, you know, stuff just comes up because of erosion.
Yeah, I know.
So if he hits that, you know, the boy's going to fry.
Oh, we don't want that.
No, we don't
think
want
that.
Think
of the paperwork.
Oh, my God, the forms. The press, the media. No, we don't want any of that.
So what have we been watching lately on the television, on the TV? We watched David Spade's comedy.
Very enjoyable.
Hilarious. Do an edible before you watch it, though.
I mean, he's a guy I could easily not like. We watched his show before COVID hit and the show disintegrated.
We liked it.
It was a different kind of format. And he's he has some really funny things. He has enough history.
Yeah.
You know, he's yeah. It was probably the funniest special I've seen so far.
Yeah. When we watched Norm MacDonald's, his too, and that was a little.
Nothing Special is what it's titled.
Yeah. Was that what it's titled? Yeah. Yeah. And this was right before he went in, I guess. He had leukemia and nobody knew.
The day before, the night before he went, he said he wanted to do this in case things went south.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird and sad.
Yeah.
And then we didn't watch all the comedians sitting around.
No,
talking about
critiquing it.
Dave Chappelle at Duke Ellington.
Oh yes,
at his alma mater. His acceptance very speech. Impressive.
Yeah, yeah, that very was impressive. That was good too. We've been on kind of the comedy.
Well, you got to watch the reruns in these dire times. You know, and by the way, it's over. We're not going to get a whole bunch of cool new series on Netflix or anything. Of course,
burning down.
Well, they burned all their cash, and now people are done. You know, they're like, it was actually not as bad. Only 1 million people. Canceled?
A little less than 1 million.
Look at you. What are you, CNBC watcher now? Oh, is this you? This is Twitter. You have all the headlines. All the headlines. I appreciate you and really respect you. You'll say, did you read about this, this, and this? I said, no. You'll say, I only read the headline. I love you for that because you recognize yourself that I could be spreading fascinating fake news.
But here's the thing. So I'll say, hey, Adam, did you hear about this? Da, 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 da. I just read the headlines. And 99% out of the time, he's like, yeah, I know about that. Blah, 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 blah. So why should I read the article when it's probably fake news anyway? And I can go right to the source. I live with the source. I sleep next to the source. Right?
You're my source of power, darling.
Yeah, so why should I even? I sent you something. I sent you an email today.
Oh, I already.
What did I?
I don't know. I it came in and I put it into my.
Oh, yes. Show George notes Soros bin. Donates $1 million to Beto O'Rourke. I sent you that article.
Oh, well. Bully for him. I thought this wasn't, you weren't doing any politics. Now you're getting up in my grill and now you're like, Soros.
Oh, interesting thing. Also, going back to that Gavin DeBecker thing. So I'm watching that, you know, so he's talking in front of like, I don't know, 12, 14, maybe 16 people. Mm-hmm. And they zoom in on this one woman. I'm like, I know her. I know her
someone in the audience.
Yes. She was one of my clients when I had my own marketing boutique, when I lived in Florida. She worked for the Kids Safe Foundation, which is to keep kids safe from sexual predators, mm-hmm. which I'm sure she's got her hands full now. And
damn.
And, well, considering everything that's happening, all the grooming. And so I sent her a message on LinkedIn. I said, Sherry, hey, it's Tina Curry, formerly Tina Snyder. I go, was that you and Gavin DeBecker's video? And she's like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Small world. Isn't that crazy?
And so have you chatted any further? Because I would expect her to say, oh, my God, you married the MTV guy.
No, she didn't say that at all.
Disappointment.
Baby, you're riding up my coattails now.
That's right. I'm slip sliding away on the coattails of a podcaster.
Yeah, the small world. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that's all that's going on in my life. Other than I've got a new interest in honeybees.
Yeah, you only mentioned this a little bit to me.
So, you know, I'm scrolling through social media.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
I know I have a problem. I have a problem.
Well, no, to be fair, the other day, and I'm not a real nag about it because I don't care. You're a grown woman, you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want. But the other day, you're like, I want you to know my FaceTime was down 8%. My screen time, whatever. I'm like, 8% out of what? She said, I didn't tap the alert. I don't want to know what the actual number is, but I was down 8%.
Yes. Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm coming up with our questions.
Oh, wait, but what were you going to say about bees?
Oh, about the bees.
Honeybees.
Yes. So I was on Instagram, and I see this beekeeper. Mm-hmm. And she found all these bees in her truck. I don't know if they escaped from a beehive. Mm-hmm. And so she was trying to put them back in the hive. Mm-hmm. And she had to find the queen bee and put the queen bee in the hive in order for the other bees to come in. Sure. In there. And like, I didn't know that. And so of course I'm like, well, what does the queen bee look like? Mm-hmm. And so I started researching, you know, they have a much more pointier tail and they're bigger. Mm-hmm. And all those bees are kind of their offspring from what now, I gather.
Do you want to, do you have an interest in keeping bees?
Well, I think I need to master the vegetable garden first.
I mean, this is the woman who is like, you know, anything that flies in the house, a fly. I mean, literally, you know, there's a moth, And the moth is, I can't go to sleep. You've got it. You've got to get the moth. There's a fly in here. Damn fly. There's still a fly. One fly. We live in the middle of cow shit hill country, Texas. Gee, there's a fly.
I'm much better, though. You are? I don't like the flies because they're just gross, but I'm much better with the scorpions.
You are.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
You are. But, so now you want bees?
No, no.
Oh.
I'm just very intrigued. Like, I didn't know about the queen bee.
Well, we need to learn when, we need to plant earlier next year and, so that we have a harvest really, before.
Yeah, we didn't have a harvest.
105.
We didn't have a harvest.
I think one tomato and three handfuls of basil.
Well, we planted beef steak tomatoes and we got grape tomatoes.
We got grape tomatoes and we got one. Did we get any pepper? Any bell pepper? No.
No, we got dysfunctional broccoli. It was such a disappointment.
The broccoli didn't even broccoli. It just shooted like little.
Didn't broccoli.
Didn't broccoli right. It just was shooting shoots of, it should all be even it to create deformed. A broccoli.
It was deformed.
It was totally deformed. I think we got sold a bum rap on that.
No, don't think we knew what we were doing.
Okay. Well, now we know.
So let's
we're starting from, we know nothing. We know less than we thought we did.
We'll perfect the vegetable garden and then we're going to move on to bees. We got to take those golf lessons though too. We got a lot to do.
Darling.
Okay. Yes.
Do you want to do questions?
I have the two questions you want to end with.
Explain again where these were coming from.
Do you have
we need a jingle for this. I think we don't have one. We need a jingle. What is this?
These are the questions that my friend Sandra, she made these cards years ago and she showed them to me. They're conversation starters.
Mm-hmm. So
and
we're going to end the show with the conversation starter.
Do you have anything else on your list? Or I carried the whole show today.
As usual, will I have something on my list? I would like for you just to do the list and I'll just show up and respond.
No,
to you.
It's not how it goes, dude.
I have all my, we got through everything I needed to.
Okay. All right.
The stuff we can talk about, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're
nano,
saying.
Nano.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's you answer it first and then I'll answer it.
Already rigged against me?
No.
Okay.
Tell me a story about when you were a teenager.
A story about when I was a teenager. I have a million stories, but it has to be a good one, I guess. How about the time I went to jail? No, I don't.
Oh,
like
wait,
that.
What?
So there's this, they don't do it anymore in Holland. There's a tradition called Lauwlak.
Lauwlak?
Yeah, Lauwlak. And I'm sure it has a historical reference, which I'm not remembering right now, and probably a biblical reference. There was a year every year, and then you were allowed to make noise in the morning to wake the whole neighborhood up. And it was a traditional thing. Kids would go out at like 5 a.m. with tin cans behind their bike and go, Lauwlak, Lauwlak. And we could make noise and bang pots.
What was the purpose of that?
Again, it's like very old. Dude, I'm talking 70s here.
Really?
And that kind of no longer exists for reasons you will understand when you hear about my experience when I was maybe 13, 14. And so I kind of live in a close by Amsterdam at the time, but it was kind of a farming community. So, a lot of kids would get together and we'd make noise and we'd roam the 8 streets that we could in this village. But as we got older, we had access to fertilizer and sugar and sulfur. And so before you know it, we were making explosives. And at first it was just to make a big noise, but then we were blowing up signs and stuff. And then we got arrested. And then we got arrested.
That's a great story.
And spent an evening and, until like 5 a.m. And, and they took our names down and stuff. But that I don't think they celebrate that anymore because, you see, literally, we progressed it from pots and pans to blowing up signs. And I'm sure God knows.
You actually got arrested?
Oh yeah, we all got thrown in the police bus, in the VW bus, which is the
cop bus, the
Scooby-Doo van for the cops behind, you know, in the cell, like all of us. It was just like, you dumb kids, you know, shut up and sit in here. But we were blowing shit up. It was pretty cool how we put
that's a cool memory.
Yeah. Now, if I mention these days about having access to fertilizer, making stuff blow up, the podcast would be deplatformed.
Yeah. Not a good thing.
How about a story about you?
Okay. Well,
Tina Curry.
When I was in high school, I think I was a sophomore. So I was, 15, 16? And I was a timerette.
A timerette.
Swim team timerette.
Wait, so you didn't swim? You would just blow the whistle with the timer?
We had to stopwatches.
Sweet gig. So did you have to wear a bathing suit, though?
No, we wore white shorts and red t-shirts.
Cute shit. Oh,
and
nice.
Every time we won, the swimmers would pick us up and throw us in the pool. So
This is highly sexualized. Was it a little short skirt, like a hockey girl skirt?
Shorts. So you had to make sure you didn't wear colored underwear, because white shorts, if you were thrown in the pool, you could see your underwear. Okay. So you had to make sure you wear. Okay, I was a timerette. We had a meet, and there was a girl on our team. Her name was Lisa Mish. And Lisa had a boyfriend. His name was Al. I can't remember. Well, prior to this meet, it was New Year's Eve, and Al kissed me on New Year's Eve, and he was dating Lisa Mish. Oh. He kissed me. And so...
Did you kiss him back?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a New Year's Eve kiss. It wasn't wasn't a passionate thing. Uh-huh. So anyway, so the next timerette meet, she didn't like that. Mm-hmm. And so while we were all out at the pool timing everybody and everything, she went into the locker room, and when we were done and I went in to go take my clothes, they had taken my clothes and put them in the shower, and they were all wet, and it was the dead of winter. Yeah.
Oh,
I know. It's a sad.
It's a high school Catholic high school girls in trouble story.
Wasn't Catholic.
How these must have been mean girls.
So I had to call my mom. Like, look, I can't put these clothes on because it's the dead of winter.
And what did your mom say?
She came and picked me up.
Oh, she didn't. So. She didn't bitch you out for it.
But that was fun being the timerette, though. We loved it, you know, because all the boys wore these little Speedos.
You have to. Really? So 15, 16 year old girls like, were you looking at the Speedos?
Well, you know, you're kind of you're going through puberty. You're all hormonal, you know, so.
TMI. But I like how when you say, we don't have video on purpose, but when you say timerette, you shake your shoulders like this, like, I'm a little timerette. I'm a little timerette. You get with me, people, like up and down. I'm a little timerette.
That was the extent of my sports.
What is the second question, which you already have seen and already have an answer prepared for, and I get put on the spot?
Oh, I have two questions, but I.
Two?
Well, yeah, I'm going to say this one. You cannot answer it with me.
What do you mean?
Well, when you hear the question, you can't say, oh, it's you. So the question is,
I don't understand.
Listen to the question. Okay. Tell me someone who helped make your life better.
Oh my God. Someone who helped make my life better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. So many people. I mean, that's a never ending list.
I could think of somebody for you in a nanosecond.
Well, so can I, but I don't like this question because every single person even if I don't talk to them anymore, they've all made, I think everyone's made my life better. You don't think so?
Okay.
What were you going to say is my person?
I was going to say Lex.
Oh yeah. But I mean, yes.
Like he really had an impact on your life.
Yes. But so did Yope before him. And, I would say Dvorak even has made my life better.
Mm. Okay.
That's a tough question.
I think if you compartmentalize it, you know, on kind of what are you doing over there?
I'm looking for the phone.
Oh,
it's Allison calling to hurry it up. Can I have a different question?
Yeah. You want me to get you? Okay.
Yeah. This is a shitty question. Tell Sandra, scrap that one. That's no good.
Oh, tell me what it's like to be married.
What it's like to be married. It's like having an extra set of lungs that you get to breathe in fresh air every single day you wake up. And it's like, I have air, and then I have all this love and this awesome shit in me.
Shit?
Yes, awesome shit. So it's extra, it's like an extra set of lungs of beautiful, life-filling energy.
Nice.
Bam. Mic drop.
Bam.
How about you? Go podcasting. Bam.
Ding. It's like having a perpetual laugh track.
Ooh,
of laughter.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's like.
But that's
laughter
like,
and joy.
Right, but that's like what it's being to marry to me. How about the other two? Well, I
we
know.
Can move on.
Lungs were a little black.
Go out there and smash those grapes in the face, people. All you cork soakers out there.
Oh, darling, have a great trip tomorrow.
I will.
You'll have plenty to talk about. We'll have another show in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Newpodcastapps.com. Go to curryandthekeeper.com. And remember to support us. We need your help. We need the wine. We need the charcuterie board.
I love you.
I love you, darling.
Everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.